I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, November 14th, 2019, about 9 a.m. We have just one item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. This is the Sergeant Cole proposal, permit number 19-01721. We originally had a second item on the agenda. This was the Hancock Critical Area Variance for Wetland Buffer. Permit number 18-03479. That, however, has been moved to December 12th of this year, so we'll hear that next month. The order of procedure for the conditional use permit for the ADU will be as follows. We'll hear first from the Planning Department. Planning Department will provide a summary of the proposal, then the applicant will have an opportunity to present. Then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who is here from the public who wishes to testify on the proposal may do so. The applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise. I may have questions throughout, and the Planning Department may have clarifications. And I have reviewed, there was a staff report, I've reviewed that, and the exhibits that accompanied the staff report, so I'm familiar with the proposal. So I think with that, if the Planning Department wants to go ahead and present.
I think exhibits are included in the record already.
Yes, so I will go ahead. Yeah, and let me just go ahead and if you could state your name for the record.
Jeff Smith.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Yes, so exhibits 1 through 22, that includes the staff report and then the other exhibits that are listed in my index here, those are admitted. And then the staff presentation, I assume that's a PowerPoint 23. Looks like that's already up, and we'll go ahead and admit that.
Yeah, and we just recently received, the department received a comment letter from Lance Woodbury.
Okay. I will go ahead and admit the comment letter as well, and we'll give that exhibit number 24.
Okay. My name is Jeff Smith. I represent the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. The proposal today is for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The proposal is for a 560 square foot, single story, two bedroom accessory dwelling. And it's supposed to be required by code to be accessory to the primary dwelling on the subject property. And the existing dwelling is 1,404 square feet, which is a two story, three-bedroom house. The subject property is located at 2003 Sawdust Hill Road. It's located between, right between Big Valley Road and Bond Road in North Kitsap, just northeast of the city of Paulsbo. Property is, I guess you call it flag-shaped. It's 6.14 acres in size. There are two tax lots, but they've been joined through the assessor's accounts. The property is shown in the county Kitsap County resource maps as having a moderate slopes. Modern erosion. The property slopes to the northeast towards a ravine where there's a non-fish stream, as you can see right over here. The subject property is heavily treed. There's a mixed canopy of deciduous and conifers. On the subject property. The house is approximately 300 feet from Sawdust Hill Road. Access is from Sawdust Hill Road, and that's considered, that's the front yard. And Sawdust Hill has a federal functional classification as a local access road. So it's a low volume road just serving the adjacent neighborhood And then that feeds into Big Valley as well as to Bond Road, which is a principal arterial. The primary unit is in the southern quadrant of the property. It's zoned rural residential, 1 5 dwelling units per acre. And also the zone comprehensive plan designation is also 1 dwelling per 5 acres. As that's shown here. So this is kind of an overall schematic of the property. This is a part of the building site application that we use for our primary site plan for reviewing accessory dwelling units. You can see, as far as the primary unit over here, you can see the as far as the reserved drain field area. There's a wellhead right here. The accessory dwelling unit is right here. And there's so they both use the same driveway as far as access, which is required by code. Where the ADU is going, it's a sufficient distance away from where the top of the ravine is on the subject property, so there's not going to be any geologic impacts in that regard. And there was some clearing on this on the property already, we are in discussions with the applicant as far as what we're going to do with that, as far as because there weren't any permits taken out on it, but at this point we determined it's below the threshold. However, the geologist has some recommendations on planting, replanting with natural vegetation, as well as I want to be present when they make the cut for the foundation.
Yeah, I saw that. I think condition 24 was one of the conditions that was put in there. Do you need a sentence on kind of documenting that? This has to do with the geotech consultant request to be contacted for inspection and recommendation when the footings are being cut. Again, I'm reading from condition 24. Consultant recommends that disturbed areas where utilities are installed provide suggested slope mitigation plans in disturbed areas. Would it make sense to have a sentence in there just to requiring compliance with that or confirming that's been done?
Yeah.
Because it looks like that's the intent of that condition.
Yeah, that's the intent.
Okay.
Your recommendation is more direct.
Okay.
So the ADU and the primary dwelling are 33 feet apart. The requirement is 150 feet. So the proposal, as far as the dwelling is, like I said, 300 feet from Sawdust Tail Road. It's about 165 feet from the north property line. From the south property line, it's about 115 feet, and it's 250 feet to the east. So the proposal meets the setbacks for the underlying zone. The proposal is reviewed against those requirements and provisions for special uses in Title 17 under 17410060. And they are specific towards permitting ADUs. And I'll go through those real quickly. These are required to go through conditional use permit because it's outside an urban growth area. There's no ADU already on the subject property, so this that's outright allowed use. My understanding, as consistent with the code, is that the owner will reside in one of the units. One of the major criteria that we staff reviews these for is that more than 50% of the floor area, the primary unit. Well, it's 540 square feet. It's definitely less than 50% of the floor area. Here's another site plan showing for some more blown up version of the location of the ADU and the primary unit. This is, shows just a schematic sketch as far as the square footage of the unit. And this is where one of the criteria is that does have a similar design with the primary unit. It's supposed to be accessory. It's supposed to have a similar look and compatibility. So it's a pitched roof, horizontal siding. And the ADU will have a similar appearance with the pitched roof and horizontal siding. The ADU will meet all setbacks. Proposal is consistent with the Kitsap Public Health District as far as the water, the well setback, as well as having an adequate area for the primary and reserve drain field areas for the house, as well as the ADU. And in this particular case, they're separated. It's not a manufactured home. It's going to be a stick-built home. And what's also state too is that the proposal is consistent with the Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan policies for housing and rural compatibility. And staff would recommend approval based on the 24 conditions in the staff report.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't have any questions at this time. Is the applicant here? Would you like to step forward? Good morning. If you could state your name for the record, and just we'll take one at a time. So,
I'm Terry Schultz with Permit Granted. I'm agent for the applicant.
And you swear to tell the truth and a penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Okay. Is there anything that you wanted to, let me just do one at a time in case, is there anything that you wanted to add to?
Yeah, I do have an exhibit I wanted to give you. So, what I presented was photographs of the home. Unfortunately, the exhibit that you had of the existing home was of the rear of the house. So
that's what I thought, because it was different from the other exhibit that I saw.
Yeah, so
like
I just,
from the,
that's all four sides
yeah,
of the
this
house.
Yeah, this actually is in the record already. I did
okay,
look at
I just
that,
wanted so. To make sure that you...
Yeah, but I'll go ahead and admit this, and this will be exhibit 25.
Okay. Did you want me to go ahead and speak, or did you want
to... Completely up to you. I'm familiar with the proposal. I've reviewed the staff report, but it's just if there's anything additional.
Okay.
Oh, I did have one question. Just to make sure that you've had an opportunity to review the staff report and the conditions that are listed in the staff report as proposed that you have no concerns with, you're fine with those.
We didn't have any concerns with any of that. I did want to make a correction, though, on Jeff's presentation. He had said it was a two-bedroom. It's a one-bedroom. And at one point he had stated the square footage is 540 square feet. It's actually 560.
Okay.
So those were just little things. And then... the neighbor had submitted a letter on November 8th and had some concerns and questions, and I did want to address that since he's here today.
Okay.
The ADU does have its own septic system that's been approved by Kitsap County Health. There is no additional clearing proposed with this project, so there will be no more tree removal, anything like that. And as Jeff said, it's located 33 feet from the primary resident and does meet the 150-foot setback from the property frontage. Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife went out there and did do a verification. There is no stream on the property. There's a non-fish bearing stream off-site, but we're well outside of the buffers for that. And it has been determined that the project, including the septic system, will have no detrimental effects to the slopes, as that was determined determined.
I saw it was reviewed by Geotech, and the compliance with the recommendations is...
The area that was previously cleared, the soils have already been amended. It's been replanted with lawn, so it's all vegetated, and that's been done. And so it's my understanding that when inspectors come out there for any kind of site development, you know, inspections, they will, you know, verify all of that. So, and that's really all I have. Did you have any further questions?
Nope, I don't.
All right, and Jeff, thank you very much for all your hard work. Appreciate it.
If you wish to provide testimony, if there's anything you wanted to add. No? Okay.
That's why I hired her, so that I don't have to.
That's fine. So at this point, thank you. You can go ahead and sit back down, unless you have anything further.
No, that's okay. It. Thank you, Hearing Me, Sandra.
Yep. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone here from the public who wish to testify on the proposal? Yes, I see a gentleman in the back. If you can step forward, and I'll get your name and swear you in. Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Good morning. I'm Lance Woodbury. I'm responsible for the property just to the north.
Okay. And you swear to tell the truth?
Swear to tell the truth, so help me God.
Under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
In the state of Washington.
Yes, great.
All states, all right? I appreciate the opportunity to speak today. I appreciate the opportunity that we're using the process, so that's great. And I was just really concerned, just wanted to understand what was going on. What is the story with the stewardship forest? The previous owner had put this... land in the stewardship forest. I'd just like to know what the status of that is. Does anyone have any that?
This is so. Just let go ahead and complete your whatever your comments are, and then if the applicant wishes to address the particular question, they can do so. And I am not aware of the stewardship forest that you refer to.
But. So the county has no record of the stewardship forest designation.
I do not know. That would be a question either for the applicant or separately for the county.
The previous owner and I discussed, you know, we're trying to keep the woods as much as we can for the animals and such, and she had put most of this property in stewardship forest. Nothing was going to become of it, and that's my concern here. I have no issue with making a place for our family members. I have no issue with that. As long as we abide by the laws and rules of the county. Because the fact of the matter is, we pay to be responsible for property. We don't own it. We pay to be responsible for it. And it's up to us to be responsible. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak publicly here in this regard. And I really just wanted to know what was going on, understand the impact of the land that's going on around us. So the stewardship board was a question that I had. I don't know if we're going to get an answer to that or not. Now, recently we had 40 acres cut down the street that was owned by the state of Washington. Nothing was going to happen to it. We had people years ago who paid money to defend the land. Okay, I'm not going to go into long dissertation about this, but it's up to us to be careful to keep the land as wild, as free as we can, minimal impact. That's my feeling about it. That's what I do with the property that I'm responsible for, and I just try to encourage others to do the same. So my meaning to be here today was to understand what the plan was, to let my feelings be known that we're concerned about things, that we respect the lines, we respect property, we respect ownership, and we respect the land. So that's my main concern here.
Okay.
And you touched on the questions down the line here. We talked about the drain field. We talked about not cutting down any more trees. We talked about restoring trees where trees have been cut. I'm glad to hear about that. And that's really all that I had a concern. I just want to make sure that the county heard my feelings about the matter, and so did the subject ownership.
Okay. And Mr. Woodbury, this was your letter, right? That was
Yes, it was.
Right, and that's been admitted. So.
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have no other comments. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else from the public who wished to testify this morning? Let the record reflect that there is not anyone else who wished to provide testimony. It sounds like there was one question that came up on designated stewardship forest. That's not necessarily, you know, I don't know if that's a private matter, and it probably is not something that is before me unless it's somehow in the county code, and I'm not aware of any provisions. I am familiar with the RR5 zoning and what's required, and the ADU requirements, which are pretty extensive, in addition to the CUP criteria have to be met. But I didn't know if the planning department had anything on that.
I quickly had our environmental planner review it, Steve Heacock. And he indicated that this is all under a DNR, Forest Practices Program, which we don't have jurisdiction under.
Okay, so that would be a DNR type of issue?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anything else from the applicant on this proposal? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, if you can state your name for the record.
Patricia Ann Sargerson Cole.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, on the stewardship forest.
If you can, and speak in the microphone, just so we capture it.
Okay. For the stewardship forest, I am very much pro that. I want my property to be under that. I am very protective of that. I understand that Woody is as well. I'm not trying to take down any more trees. I'm not trying to go into our protected forest areas and do that. That is why the position of the ADU is where it's at, because that's already land that's not doesn't have anything on it, so that I can keep it that way. So I'm in agreement with you, Woody. I want it to stay that way. So I'm not trying to be usurious of the land. I love that fact that there are 7 acres there and that it is the way it is, because it's beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, is there anything further from the planning department?
No.
Okay. So I've reviewed all the materials, and I believe the proposal or facts to support the criteria for an ADU at this location. It's a small project on this particular site. And I will be issuing a decision on this within 10 business days. That'll be forwarded to the planning department, and they will forward it to the applicant and then anyone else who wishes to have a copy of that. Are there any questions on procedure from anyone? Okay. Is there anything else that we need to address today? One question. Yes, if you could step forward just so we capture it on the microphone.
When we go to cut foundation, who do we need to contact to have to be there?
Contact the planning department to get, and I'll, let me have Mr. Smith address that, but certainly check in with the planning department, but it probably would be through the building department, and then it sounds like on the consultant would need to take a look at that. And Mr. Smith, I don't know if that's something that you want to address specifically, but certainly planning department and then probably the building department and your geotech would be kind of the steps on that. Mr. Smith, did I misstate anything there? Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you have any questions whatsoever, just, you can contact Mr. Smith and, in terms of...
No, I know Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
We spend a lot of time together.
Okay. I think that is it. Thank you all. We are adjourned.